Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and let me tell you, today we're diving into a treasure trove of wisdom, my absolute favorite books that have helped me conquer phone addiction and level up my mental health game. You know that feeling when your phone seems to have a mind of its own? Like it's constantly calling out to you, demanding your attention even when you're trying to relax or focus on something else. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? There are some seriously brilliant minds who have figured out how to break free from that cycle and reclaim their time and sanity. And trust me, these books are like a roadmap to your own digital detox success story. So, buckle up because we're about to explore 5 game-changing insights from my favorite reads that will blow your mind and empower you to take back control of your life, one screen-free minute at a time. First off, many of these books emphasize the importance of mindfulness. It's not just about being present in a moment, it's about actively noticing those cravings, those little nudges that tell you to reach for your phone. Think of it like training yourself to recognize those sneaky triggers and developing a conscious response instead of reacting impulsively. Second, understanding the science behind addiction is key. We're not just talking about a bad habit here, there are real neurological pathways being triggered every time you scroll through social media or check notifications. Knowing how your brain responds to these digital stimuli helps you make more informed choices and break free from autopilot mode. Ever felt like you're scrolling endlessly, even though you know you have other things to do? These books help explain why that happens and offer strategies to regain control. Third, creating boundaries is absolutely essential. Think about it. What are your non-negotiable moments? Dinner with loved ones? That sunrise walk you crave? Designate phone-free zones or time slots in your day. It's like carving out sacred space for yourself away from the constant digital noise. You know that feeling when you can finally relax and truly be present without a screen buzzing in your hand? Boundaries help create those moments. Fourth, these books emphasize the power of finding alternative activities that genuinely bring you joy and fulfillment. We often reach for our phones out of boredom or a need for instant gratification. But there are so many other amazing things to explore. Picking up that neglected hobby, connecting with nature, spending quality time with friends and family, the possibilities are endless. Lastly, remember that this is a journey, not a race. There will be ups and downs, days when you feel like you're crushing it and days when temptation wins. The key is to practice self-compassion and keep learning from your experiences. Celebrate those small victories and don't beat yourself up over slip-ups. Let me tell you about a time I tried to implement all these tips myself. Remember how I mentioned finding alternative activities? Well, I used to be a bit of a phone zombie during my commutes. But then, I decided to try something new. Listening to audiobooks. Suddenly, those boring train rides transformed into mini adventures and I started devouring books like crazy. It was a game changer. So there you have it, 5 powerful insights from my favorite reads on overcoming phone addiction and improving mental health. Remember, your well-being is worth fighting for. These books are not just about reducing screen time, they are about reclaiming your attention, boosting your focus, and ultimately living a more fulfilling life. Ready to take action? Start by picking up one of these amazing books, trust me, you won't regret it. Share this episode with anyone who might benefit from this life-changing information. And don't forget to leave a review and let me know your thoughts in the comments. Let's keep this conversation going and build a community of empowered individuals who are ditching the digital distractions and embracing a more intentional, joyful life. Until next time, remember, your phone is not your master, you are.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.